Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having John Horvath II back on the show. John's a scholar, a researcher, an educator, international speaker, author of a new book called Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society. And he's our good friend, John Horvath II. Welcome back.
Great to be back on.
It's good to have you back. So, one of the things that I have been observing over the years, it's amazing how putting a decade on top of decade gives you perspective, isn't it?
And right, no, exactly.
And I've been thinking about what I'm calling the loss of romance in America.
Mm-hmm.
One of the elements of that loss of romance, one of the things that we're romantic about, the groups that we're romantic about are our institutions.
Mm.
One of those institutions is our national anthem.
Mm.
And so recently, as you know, and as you've reported on, our national anthem, the institution of our national anthem being played, and the romance that we have about it has had a little bit of an intersection with the First Amendment, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. With the NFL especially, you know, the protests.
What do you think about all that?
Well, I think you're right. National anthems, flags, those kind of things, they're symbols. And symbols are extremely important. They're very powerful, unifying factors in society. And when you mess with the symbols, you're messing with something that's just more than something that's a commodity or something that you can put a price on. You're dealing with the core of what it means to be American, and this is what this is why I think a lot of people are so upset about it.
Napoleon said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon."
That's very good.
It's true, isn't it?
Right, because symbols are a visible representation of something that's invisible. So you have, it represents courage, it represents honor, it represents a lot of things. Those things you can't put a price on.
So, back to my. So, what do you think about that? Give us. I'd like your analysis of this thing, this Colin Kaepernick thing that sparked. This isn't the first time. We had back in '68, the '68 Olympics. Mm-hmm. We had the guys who won the relay stood with their black gloves on, their right hand raising the air for Black Power during the national anthem. That didn't create too much of a craze, but. But has this attitude? Do you see an erosion in America for those kinds of symbols? So for a sort of a romance or a connection to those kind of symbols?
Right. I think liberal society allows people to do things that undermine our public order and even our freedoms. But even a liberal society has to rely upon a moral order to keep itself going.
Moral order. What a novel thought. I'm pretty good at sarcasm, perhaps you noticed.
Right. I mean, they don't like to admit there's a moral order, but any society that lives, that survives, that prospers like ours, it has to have a moral order.
Order and some kind of a nod to a natural law, right?
Right. Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
You don't hear that word
I use it all the time. It's one of our institutions.
Absolutely. I mean, we're based on natural law. All law is based on natural law.
Of course. It's anyway. But back to the other thing. This thing has caught on for a little while. I don't know if it's going to continue to catch on, but defining deviancy down, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, senator from New York years ago, wrote that, he described the concept of defining deviancy down.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where, when we've allowed a disrespect for our symbols to be justified under the First Amendment to the level that we have, then we're no longer just, now we're doing damage. We're not being liberal, we're doing damage, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah. There have to be certain unifying principles that keep a society together, and that's what we're losing. When you, a society can withstand certain attacks upon its principles, upon its values, but once you've really gone against the unifying principles, especially those of faith, family, and community, it's gone. I mean, we are a fractured and polarized nation because of that.
We're going to talk some more about this this concept of romance and institutions, natural law, and as John calls it, the title of his book, A Return to Order. How are we going to get back there, folks, if the people who know how to get there are not alive anymore? 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.